This is an example of how North Carolina continues to pay for the recession, even though the recession is officially over. The demand for benefits as people lost their jobs drained the money businesses set aside for unemployment insurance, so the state had to borrow from the federal government. Now, the plan approved in a joint committee would pay that debt back by late 2015. Republican Senator Bob Rucho of Mecklenburg County is one of the legislators who came up with it.
Everybody is picking up some of the burden that it is to make a solvent system. If we don't do what needs to be done, we won't have a UI system available for anybody to use.
On the tax side, the federal government automatically increases taxes on businesses each year until the debt is paid off. On top of that, the plan would slightly increase state taxes on some businesses. On the benefits side, the plan would slash the maximum weekly benefit from $535 to $350, and it would cut the number of weeks it offers unemployment payouts from 26 weeks to 20. When unemployment is low, the state would offer even fewer weeks, just 12. The State House will take up the plan later this month. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.